بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين ورحمة الله للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. الحمد لله. We gather again to reflect and discuss on one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, today's attribute will be Ar-Raqib, Ar-Raqib. And again, the purpose of this is to be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who received revelations before us, eventually they lost what they have of the attributes of Allah. We do have it, or we have the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to know and give us the attributes that with it we can be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us, and also be to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning, when I say be aware of Allah's around us, meaning Allah's attributes around us. Now, the attribute of Ar-Raqib is the one who watches. The one who watches. Example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. And not a word a human being would utter, talk, say, except a raqib, an atid, will be there. So a raqib is the one of the angels. They will, they are, or he is, or both of them are raqib. Some scholar says that both of them called raqib and atid, or one is raqib and one is atid. The point is, there is a raqib that is there to watch and then record. A raqib, in watching, there's a purpose of watching. When someone, you tell someone that I'm watching you for the purpose of having this person to do what they have to do in the best of job because they are being watched. When someone is watching, when there is a raqib, could be for the purpose of taking care of things. So it will be a raqib to see, a record, and eventually to be active in doing something that is beneficial. In Arabic, there is a rank in the army. We call what? Raqib. Okay? It's a rank. And usually it is indication of a person who would go forward before anybody else to see what's going on. Or to look after the one that he's taking care of. He is a raqib. So once we hear that word, the impression we should get is you're being watched. You're being watched. And this is so powerful. Everything is being watched. Now, for what purpose? For many purposes. But you know that you're being watched. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the name in the Quran in few places. One place that we say all the time when we start most of, you know, khutab and so forth, at the ayah at the beginning of Surah An-Nisa, Ya ayyuha an-nas, ittaqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisaa wa ittaqoo allaha alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arham inna allaha kana alaykum raqiba. Allah is upon you raqiba. When we look at this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas. And usually when Allah addresses mankind, does not ask them for something that they should be doing as worshippers. Okay? But when Allah talks to Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Allah talks to them about something that is special for them because they are the worshipper of Allah. They are the people who, by choice, submit and surrender to Allah. So here Allah is talking to mankind. O mankind. And Allah is saying to mankind, اتقوا ربكم. Okay, اتقوا ربكم. Be conscious, protect yourself. See, taqwa here, it has many meanings. Taqwa literally meaning, as we said before, it is a way of protection. Okay, Allah says, اتقوا النار, have protection from hellfire. And also said, اتقوا الله. So when the word is given to, or talk to, used to be to talk to the believers, it is has to be something of being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when mankind told to اتق الله, have taqwa toward Allah, this has to do being awareness, but more of protection as well. Why? Because here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, says facts here. الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ يَا أَيْهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. The one who created you from one soul and created from her, from him, or from it, it is a spouse, زَوْجَهَا. And then give many offspring from both, رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً, a lot of men, and of course وَنِسَاءً, that means more women, more of women. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to us about to mankind about being aware of Allah, protect yourself from Allah, and He's the one who created you from a single soul and so forth, and you are going to be accountable. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end, inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba, indeed Allah was upon you as a raqib. So this attribute, okay, to be talked, used to talk to the disbelievers with, or mankind generally with, must be a very powerful one. Okay? See, when you talk to a person who's not a religious person, he realizes certain attributes of Allah. He believes in the existence of a creator, and he believes that he is merciful, he is creator, he is, you know, provider, he provides things for everybody, see? But he doesn't want to think about the attributes that has to do with punishment. But here's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell these people to think about not just the punishment, not go to the punishment. You believe that Allah is merciful, doing things for you and so forth, but knows that Allah is watching you too. Allah did not take them to the punishment. Allah is just telling them, knows that you are going to be accountable. الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. There is a sual here, there is a question here, there is accountability here. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying He is watching you. This is something that's innate in us. Okay? When one is told that he is being watched, you know that one will be on the best behavior. When one is hired and knows that his movement is going to be recorded and it's going to be presented and it's going to be, and according to it, there are certain consequences, you know the person is going to be on the best behavior. And the person will ask, what is it that I should be doing and what is it that I shouldn't be doing? And it is enough for us, this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring us to a straight path, to bring us to the path of watching what you are doing, the path of fear and hope. Just to think of this attribute keeps us straight. In another ayah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking to Isa alayhi salam. Allah told us what is going to happen at the day of accountability, the day of judgment. Allah will ask Isa alayhi salam if he said that he was God or he was son of God. Did he give them what they believe in today after him? Isa alayhi salam, of course, will say, Allah, you're all hearing and all seeing. If I did say it, you would have known it. And فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَقِيبًا. هذا الآية. نعم. قل ليس لي به فقد علمت نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسي. نعم. فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم أو كنت عليهم أنت عليهم رقيبا. Is this the Al Imran one or Al Nisa? Al Ma'ida. كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم. نعم. كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم. جزاكم الله خير. ما اسمك يا محمد؟ أنت قارئ التراويح يا محمد؟ الحمد لله. الحمد لله. كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم. You were the one upon them as a raqib. Meaning that Isa alayhi salam saying I did not say so, and if I did, you would have known. You know what's in me, within me. I don't know what's new, Ya Allah. And you were raqib upon them, the watching over them, seeing what they're doing. Now, the attributes of Allah of mercy, we talked about some of them, and we engaged one another in it, and so forth. And we are, even disbelievers are aware of it. And the attributes of punishment and power is there. We talk about some of them, and the believers are aware of it and want to be aware of it. Disbelievers don't want to talk about it and think about it. This is here an attribute that can put a fear in a person when they are thinking about that which is not proper, and give a hope to the person who is doing that which is proper. Okay? A beautiful a name that will put you in a very balanced disposition. Okay? It depends on who you are. Now, when we say raqib, a disbeliever or a one who does not think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware, could be aware that Allah is watching. But a person who is a believer takes it further than that. Knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just watching what they're saying and what they're doing, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what they're thinking and what they're feeling. This is a whole different relationship. Okay? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about mankind, okay, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ, okay, and we have created man, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ نعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد ولقد خلقنا الإنسان indeed we created man ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه and we know what the man talks to himself about and we are closer to him than the vein. We have physicians can clarify that in the talk. The jugular vein. No, Brother Lu'ay has a deeper explanation than jugular vein. I'm sure he will make a comment about it, inshallah. Don't forget, inshallah. Okay. So, he is waswasa to an-nafs. Okay, what is waswasa to an-nafs? Okay, that the one who is giving waswasa is you. And the one who's receiving waswasa is you. See how beautiful this is, okay? It's not coming from outside. And what is waswasa? Okay? We call it whisper. And remember the word that is connected of two letters or made of two letters that is repeated, that means the matter has been repeated all the time, okay? So waswas is a continuous talking, one after another, and could be of the same thing. And we all know this, right? Each one of us in this room, you have something you are weak in, okay? And it could be different than the other. And that is what your nafs is talking to you about often. That is waswasa. Okay? This is something that's keep coming to your mind, something keep coming to your heart. And now, when it comes to you, maybe you cannot help that. But what you do about it, you can help that. You can stop this waswasa. You can take it and turn it to something that is good. You could take it and go with it and keep magnifying it until it might reach to an action. You might take it and bring it to a thought that is bigger than the waswasa itself, and it might not take it to an action. But a believer knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raqib upon this dynamic in us, this conversation that no one knows, not even shaitan or angels would know. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that said, وَمَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, and no word he will utter except رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ will be there. Okay, meaning that رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ only aware of what comes out from that which you utter. But before that, there is nothing. But before that, there is nothing for the angels. But before that, there is always something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that be aware of. Again, we repeat this concept often because it's a very important concept. And this is what we have in this name, Ar-Raqib. Okay? When we are aware, We become raqib upon ourselves. We become those from among those who are watching, not that just what they are doing or what they're saying, but what they are thinking, the thought that comes in, and what you do with it. We know that mankind, a human being, talk to themselves. Some studies say that over 600 times a day. 600 times a day. There are thoughts constantly going on, okay? And we know that these thoughts, we have something to do with it, because these thoughts sometimes are questions, okay? And we give answers to also within ourselves. These thoughts also sometimes it's evaluation of certain things or certain people. And we take this evaluation and we either magnify it or take it away. But we do something about it. You know, a person can think about a ruling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given and think about it in a negative way. That's a thought can take one out of Islam. If a thought comes to the heart as a way of conviction, to say, I really believe that this is not right, that is something very dangerous. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this is right, and you say, no, it is not right, to yourself, without saying anything about it. Okay? Again, we're talking about intention. We talked about intention many times. That is something that you are raqib on yourself with, and Allah is raqib upon you. That you can correct it, you can manipulate it, you can adjust it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. And we know about the companion who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testified that he is a person of Jannah. And eventually we found out that he is a person that he is raqib upon himself, that he adjusts himself. Before he sleeps, he makes sure that everything in his heart is salim, is sound. He does not carry anything that is filthy or anything that is ill for anyone, period. So when one is aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raqib upon you, then one will be raqib upon themselves. Similarly, when you are given a task to do and you know that you're going to be watched, so you watch what you're doing. Okay? And that name is a name that all of us should be aware of. When we are alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raqib upon us. When we are thinking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of that thinking. When we are planning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of that planning. And the ghafla that we go through is very dangerous. Ghafla is that which you know, but you're not thinking about. A fact that is there, but it is not fubu'rat al-shu'ur, it's not in the focus of your thinking, but it is on the hashiyat al-shu'ur, in that which is in the back of your mind. Okay? The purpose of all of this is to bring the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us in bu'rat al-shu'ur, in the focus of thinking, rather in the in the back of our minds. And if we can, okay, out of all the names of Allah, bring this attribute in the focus of our thinking, then our life will be straight. Okay, the fruit of this life is going to be, or our life is going to be fruitful, or the fruit that we will gain, a fruit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. And here is you going to sleep. Before you go to sleep and think about yourself today, okay, of what happened to you, what did you do, what did you think of, and what is it that you need to adjust before you sleep? What is it that you're ashamed of, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was aware of, and you put importance to mankind more than Allah? See, if you not ashamed of something alone, but would be ashamed of it in public, that says that you are putting a lot of importance of what people think of you, the image that you have with the people, and you do not care about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. You are not, why would we want to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the least that we respect? Why would we do that? Because we're not aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not aware that we're going to be accountable. We're not aware that the thought is known immediately to Allah. So when we, you know, go to sleep or moving around in our lives, we will move around with a comfort, and a comfort of knowing that we are doing our best and hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us. We have hisbah with us. We've been accountable to ourselves before we are accountable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This name has expectation for a believer of hoping to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But also that takes you to a fear of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It gives us this balance, because none of us is clear of faults. But some of us, when they are thinking of this name, they are quickly to adjust their faults. And some will not and forget, and a gap will be between the committing of the sin and repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about a person who is a believer does not lie. See, a believer does not lie, can commit some sins that has to do with reaction, has to do with immediate pleasure, has to do with impulse action. But lying, that means a person is planning that which is haram, and during that period of planning, not aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of him and what he's planning. So he brings himself away of that awareness of Allah. So he is not, a believer cannot stay so long not aware of Allah, not aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a raqib upon him. A believer cannot stand that long. And when we see a society that is away from Allah, we'll see fahisha around, we'll see lying around, we'll see cheating around. And when we see a Muslim society that these issues are in it, we know this is a society that's not aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without knowing what Islam is in a way of application. If a person just knows that Allah exists and knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold him accountable, that is enough for a person to say, I have to be careful of what I'm going to think and what I'm going to do. Being aware of as a collective body in a society, when we all are aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching us, seeing us, going to hold us accountable, everything falls into place. Okay, and we cannot find a better society than the society of the companions in Medina, who were aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone ever lived before or will live after. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them through tests, one after another, to get them into this level of awareness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-Raqib. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who are be conscious of ourselves an account, hold ourselves accountable before we are held accountable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, the microphone is there, and please go ahead and make it the comments, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. It's very interesting the human being nature that this attribute is very important for us. I mean it's, that's what the West here is trying to do in everything nowadays. If you realize. It's interesting. I go to Sibley Hospital to work sometimes, and I have to go through Connecticut Avenue. There is a camera in this street. Everybody know who have a ticket, who have been ticketed before in this street. They know where this camera start, where the camera stop. So you see everybody going like 45, 50 in this street, and suddenly they are all 25, like. Unbelievable, like anybody who was not there before, he will keep driving because he did not know why the people just suddenly slow down. So they slow for like less than quarter of a mile where the camera start catching you and where it stopped. And the guy who's new, he will be caught by the camera. Of course, he will have a ticket and then he will slow down next time. So it is so important for a human being that who does not want to abide by the law, whatever it is, to have this idea of somebody's watching him and he will be accountable for it. And subhanallah, it goes for us, inshallah, the believers who believe in Allah, it take a different level. It start like this in the beginning. It start like, okay, if I did this, Allah will hold me accountable and so on. Start, keep going until you reach a point that that's not what you are watching yourself for. You are watching yourself to how is the Allah happy with me? Like I did this, nobody know about it, but Allah knows. So is He happy with me? So it's become a different level that you are not really only watching what you are doing, fearing Allah that He will punishing you. It reach a point that you don't need anybody to, you know, compliment you on anything because you know that Allah watching and you're doing this for the pleasure of Allah and you are just, you know, you go ahead and do it and that's beautiful feeling when you reach that, inshallah. Before I forget the comment you said about Habl al-Wareed, and this is only, I did not read it in any scholar or any book. This is just my own interpretation to it. Mm-hmm. And when Allah mentioned He is near to us, more than the Habl al-Wareed. Habl mean a rope in Arabic, a rope or wareed. I thought about it, okay, from the anatomy point of view. From anatomy point of view, not from Tafsir Quran. And we have a lot of veins in our body. So which vein? I mean, you're taking the left hand, right hand, you know, there is veins everywhere. It's Allah has, it could be any of these, but in anatomy, if you there is a huge vein in the body of the, if any physician here, you know, in the body of the human being, they call it the vena cavita. The vena cavita is going from up to the heart, to the right ventricular and right atrial and right ventricular, and going through down, go down all the way to your abdomen, and then give to the kidneys and to the legs and stuff like that. If you put a center, you know, make a human being stand and drop something on his center exactly, in his head from here, and let it go through his body, it will go through the vena cavita. So the vena cavita is exactly in the center of the human being, the center. So there is nothing close than the center, right? If you take anything and his center, this is nothing close than the center. So this is the closest point to your body. Yeah, I mean, you cannot go, okay, there is a closer than this because it's the center. So Allah is closer than this, which is, Allahu A'lam, that is the meaning, if I'm right in my, you know, interpretation. It's which still a vein and still a habl al wareed and still, you know, it's going through the body. Wallahu alam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Just as per my small brain, my understanding, Raqib, I can
no one believes
understand.
That.
I can understand as a supervisor as well, the one who's supervising us.
Yes, for the purpose, for many purposes, yes. Yes.
That's what I wanted to ask.
Yes.
No way. No. 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 We have to move. You know. Better than before. I mean, before we used to talk a lot. So, when you have a bigger crowd, we have less comments. Yeah, I was going to ask about him. Yes, yes. We have Sheikh Muhammad here. If you want to make a comment. And when we usually finish up the halaqah, then we start conversation about the topic. So, well, why are you all with microphones then? Sisters, if any sister would like to make any comments, inshallah? Or any questions? No reply.
Nobody needs it.
Okay. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. جزاكم الله خيراً.